Oversight Committee requests Biden's physician to appear for transcribed interview. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 7, 2024. House Oversight Committee Chairman Representative James Comer, RKY, revealed that he is requesting the physician of President Joe Biden to appear before the committee and take part in a transcribed interview. In a press release issued on Sunday, Comer revealed that the committee is concerned that Dr. Kevin O'Connor's medical assessments of Biden may have been influenced by his private business involvement with the Biden family. The press release from the committee comes after Biden's lackluster performance at the presidential debate against former President Donald Trump on June 27. In the aftermath of the debate, several Democrats, donors, and voters have floated the idea of replacing Biden and have questioned if he is able to serve another term as president. After a concerning debate performance by President Biden against former President Donald Trump on June 27, journalists have rushed to report on what Americans have seen plainly for years. The president appears unwell, Comer wrote in a letter to O'Connor. Americans question President Biden's ability to lead the country. And the Committee on Oversight and Accountability is investigating circumstances surrounding your assessment in February of this year that President Biden is a healthy, active, robust 81-year-old male, who remains fit to successfully execute the duties of the presidency. Comer added that it was recently revealed that O'Connor had never recommended the president to take a cognitive test. The Oversight Committee is concerned your medical assessments have been influenced by your private business endeavors with the Biden family, Comer continued. In the letter to O'Connor, Comer writes, "Recent evidence obtained by the committee shows your and James Biden's involvement in AmeriCorps Health, LLC, AmeriCorps. James Biden, the president's brother, used funds from AmeriCorps to pay Joe Biden $200,000 as the company was facing financial distress. AmeriCorps is a company that operated rural hospitals and is currently involved in bankruptcy proceedings. As part of the committee's impeachment inquiry into the Biden family's influence peddling schemes, the committee interviewed AmeriCorps' Chapter 11 bankruptcy trustee, Carol Fox, in December 2023. While serving as a principal at AmeriCorps, James Biden received payments for $400,000 and $200,000, characterized as loans, from the company that were wired directly to his bank account. James Biden procured the $600,000 in loans from AmeriCorps, based upon representations that his last name, Biden, could open doors and that he could obtain a large investment from the Middle East based on his political connections. On March 1, 2018, the same day James Biden received the $200,000 wire transfer from AmeriCorps into his bank account, James Biden wrote a check to his brother, Joe Biden, for $200,000 for a loan repayment. Comer continues to note that in February 2024, during a transcribed interview with James Biden, it was revealed that O'Connor had provided him counsel relating to his work with AmeriCorps. "To understand the extent of your involvement in the Biden family's financial activity, we request that you produce all documents and communications in your possession regarding AmeriCorps and James Biden," the letter says, adding that O'Connor has until July 14 to schedule the interview. After conducting Biden's annual physical, O'Connor revealed in February that Biden was continuing to deal with neuropathy in his feet, along with a stiff gait. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was recently asked if Biden had been medically examined since February, according to CNN. Jean-Pierre stated that the answer was no after talking with Biden's doctor. A White House official clarified that after the debate, the president received a brief check from his physician, according to the outlet.